Good evening, Marcus.
Good evening, Marcus. You're the first to arrive.
Yes, sir.
You doing all right?
Yes, how about you?
Baruch Hashem, I'm well.
Hey, I'm going to send you the half shekel donation in the mail tomorrow.
Okay. Do you want to do the same number of people or?
No, it'd be just one.
All right.
Okay.
That'll be fine. I assume it's for yourself, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. I'll take care of it.
Thank you.
Anna.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So we are studying.
Yes. That'll be okay.
We're studying Parashat Vayera from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. We're starting section 6 tonight, which is with Pasuk 76, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Baruch Hu, Ishkim Te'bid, Chilu Urchimu, Utchilu, Utchilu Urchimu. Le'akta, L'shem, Yud-He, Bavav-He, B'lichuda, Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kenenei aleinu maasei yadeinu kenenehu. Pasuk 76. Rabbi Abba Petach, we amar, mi ya'ale ha'har, Hashem u'mi yakum, mi'im kom kacho, tachatze kol b'nei alma. Lachaman alma kaime bialma biyomin azlin v'salkin Zakai me kame kuchabri hu. Koli nun yomin divne na sha kai mae. Beho behai alma. Beha kaho eat beri you. Beko ho kai me bitli ela undalan. De eat beri you. Diktiv yamin yutaru. The translation. Rabbi Abba opened the discussion with the text. Who shall ascend into the mountain of Hashem? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Come and see. No man is aware of the reason for his existence in the world. Men do not seek to know the purpose of their lives on earth. As the days pass by with no return, they rise up and stand before the Holy One, blessed be He, as they were all created and have actual existence on their own. How do we know that they were created? Because it is written, the days were created. My commentary. This pasuk is telling us that when a person is born, they have no recollection of why they were born. They must seek this information in their life path. If they do not, they have no purpose in this world. Yet they continue to live in the illusion, so what is their purpose? The first step, and they have many more years to realize their purpose, is to realize their purpose by asking the question, why am I here? And other similar questions. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, I just wondered if... I didn't seem to think that that's the case. At least with women, most the ones I know, everyone was seeking what special thing they were supposed to do. You know, your vocation, your, you know, that you were marrying the right person. And it's hard for me to believe.
Do you really think that people were like that?
Well, I know I was.
Yes, and your friends were also.
Mm-hmm.
But are you the majority of the people in the synagogue that you go to? Do you think all of them do it or not? Do you think the people who don't go to churches and synagogues, are they asking the question, why am I here?
Well, I have to say I don't hear them with that kind of talk, so you know, I wouldn't know.
Well, we don't know unless, you know, it's somebody close who raises the question with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ultimately, I have a comment.
Go ahead, Brandy.
To add to Hannah's, and you were asking people that don't go to services or synagogues or do they... Or are they still like that? My niece, who does not go to synagogue, sometimes she goes to a service. She and I have had multiple discussions about this, and she feels the same way that Hannah said, you know, wanting to know why she was here, constantly seeking that, seeking the answer, and... So, yeah, I think other people do that, too.
Some do and some don't.
My comment is, if you read the Torah and you read Scripture, back in the Torah, it states that women are to bring children into the world. Right? So I wonder if the main purpose of a female, not the only purpose, but the main purpose is to have families and also help their soulmate and mate, not so much their soulmate, because sometimes we're not connected to our soulmates, but our mate to be elevated. Because we're on a higher spiritual level than the male figures, the male souls. So do we go back to the original Garden of Eden as to why women are placed in the world? Because, you know, it wasn't all male. You talk about males in a lot of sense of the word. There, it's always he most of the time, not always. And this always had this question in the back of my mind, is when the world resets itself, will we be male figures in the spiritual world? Because I think the Garden of Eden holds all the souls that will re-enter into another vessel. And I may be completely off script here.
Well, it's not, there's nothing about being off script. You're doing fine.
But I think we have the vessel to create, to co-create with Hashem.
Correct.
Because we can bring life into the world. So is it the main reason the female spiritual vessels are in this world to do that, to truly do that method whatever the correct word is to use?
The first myth of given is to be fruitful and multiply.
Right.
So right at the beginning, is there a difference between being fruitful and multiplying? Are they two different things? Or is they one twice?
Well, when it's said twice, it's showing importance. It's not the same word or the exact same words, but fruitful and multiply is you produce fruit. And maybe that fruit, that saying has many dimensions in it, be fruitful. Because you can be fruitful in many ways other than having babies. You can be very fruitful in spreading the word or, you know, the truth, teachings, like a lot of women do with their teachers. So it has many dimensions in those terms.
We agree. The verse is talking about if someone does not ask the question, why am I here? They continue to vegetate. And they don't really grow spiritually. But if they do ask the question, why am I here? They find the answer. Every person has a purpose. But some want to find that purpose and some don't. Not everybody does. At all the time. Sometimes it's later in life that they search for the purpose.
And I can vouch for that because I'm there. You know, probably back when I was in my early 50s, I started to really have some kind of urgency about that.
Sometimes the circumstances of life direct you. I know with me, when I was getting out of college, I wanted, TV was just coming in, and I wanted to do a cooking show on TV. And that didn't happen. It turned out that one of the schools, second day of school, and they didn't have a teacher for the first grade. And they asked me to, you know, would I come and do the job? And I said, well, I'll do it for half a year, but then I want to go back and finish to get my degree. Because I was still wasn't finished, now that I think about it. I think I had 77 hours. Well, I love that. I loved it so much. I knew I didn't want to do a cooking show anymore. I wanted to be a teacher. So, you know, I think Hashem leads you into the path of righteousness if you really are. And at that time, I wasn't in the Bible that much. Whatever was taught, you know, on Sunday sermons, yes, but not really reading the Bible myself. So, but our parents taught us to be, you know, respectful and help others and all the good things that parents want their children to be. And it was later in life that, you know, the really getting into the Torah and all that really did change my life. But I felt like it was more the leading of Hashem that helped me find what was my purpose. And I still, sometimes I ask, you know, the purpose.
Well, I ask quite frequently,
mm-hmm.
What am I going to be when I grow up? Because I haven't grown up yet.
Yep.
Which is typical of all males, so.
Well, you kind of outnumbered on the conference call. And it did say, I wasn't going to say it, but it did say, men do not seek to know the purpose.
Well,
but I know they meant men and women.
You
know, it was mankind. So.
It's always mankind, so.
Oh, right. And I do know one person way back years ago, she was just determined. She did not want children. And I couldn't understand that. Now, maybe I didn't want children right away, but, you know, I knew I wanted children. But she was adamant, and to this day, she's never had children because she didn't want any. Actually, I know two people that way that just actually did not want children.
I know a lot of men who don't have children and a lot of women who don't have children. And then a lot, you know, decide as they begin to age, then they start to lose the cycle that they have a yearning for having children. So everybody is unique. Everybody is different. But the verse is telling us if you're here to grow, and if you don't ask the question, why was I created, you don't really grow. Now, it's not, you don't have to ask that exact question, but if you don't wonder why you're on this earth, you don't grow.
Right.
Verse 77. Wekad ma'atan yomin li'istalaka me'hai alma kal ho kirevin kamei malka ila'a ahidikti v'ikrivu yemei David lamut Vayikrivu yamei Yisrael lamut. The translation, and when the days depart from this world, they all approach the supernal king, as it is written, and the days drew close for David to die, and the days drew close for Jacob to die. My commentary. The Pasuk is explaining that our actions, both positive and negative, grow close to Hashem in order to ask for judgment regarding where does this soul go next, to reincarnate, to the Garden of Eden, or to Gehinnom. Questions, comments, thoughts?
That is the question. It all
depends. Did you say that is the question?
For everyone, yeah, we don't know if we've been righteous. We don't know if we've elevated to the next level, as in Abraham or Moshe or David or Jacob or Yesod, you know, Joseph. We don't know. We study and we strive to do that, but we also fall back many times as well. So that's always a question in my mind as well.
The fact that it is a question in your mind is a cause for you to grow.
Mm-hmm.
We all have known people in our synagogues or our churches where the person is important in the community, and that's the goal that they have undertaken, but they don't really question why they're important or that they want to be important. They just do what's supposed to be done. And they don't really dig deep. They don't truly evaluate themselves.
Well, I think the Vidcom Shema does a lot to help, you know, to evaluate your day. And
Yes, but that's because you've learned these techniques.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody utilizes it, and especially in our younger generation, they're not going to church as often.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at this verse, it's talking about the days drew close for David to die. Why is it being phrased that way?
Well, I think maybe we haven't asked ourselves, what's going to be when I enter this next world? Am I going to have to be reincarnated, or am I going to go to Gan Eden? Or, you know, I don't think I've asked myself that question. I know I've often said, I hope to meet all of these wonderful Bible characters that I've learned and grown close to at different times of my life that I hope they're waiting to see me, that I can see them. But I don't think I've thought either ahead to say, oh, will it be reincarnation? Will it be Gan Eden?
What I'm about to say is not to be taken in a sense that you shouldn't ask that. That you need to ask it the way I ask it. But the way I ask it is that I just want to, I've said it a couple of times in the classes, we just have to wait until the resurrection, and then we'll be able to ask them directly. So I'm not thinking that I want to be in the Garden of Eden. I'm thinking I'm waiting for the resurrection. I want to be a cause of the redemption and the resurrection and the building of the third temple. But it's essentially the same question. Why are we in this earth? Why are we in this world? And what are we supposed to do with our lives? What is our specific task in this world? We're out of time.
Okay.
And Kodesh Tov to all.
Oh, Kodesh Tov, I know.
In the later class, we'll have a very interesting teaching, I believe. So, Shalom Gadol.
Okay, Shalom Gadol. Hi, y'all.
Shalom.
Hi.
Shalom.
Hello, my dear friend.